have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And where do you want to be? You want to be in spirit. In spirit. That's what we're going to talk about today. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit the play button. I am so glad that you did. Filled with appreciation and thanksgiving that you are listening to me, Dr. Cause. Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, and the Genesis Frequency. Hey, I was inspired this morning during my time in meditation to ask a question, really to give you an opportunity or an invitation to be the observer. Be the observer this day, whenever you're done listening to this, and ask yourself a few questions. Because I see so many people, and I ask a lot of questions of so many people, and so many people are just living a lukewarm life. Really. And they can't see it. They think that, man, all is well. And they're just going through the motions. So the question I want to ask you, are you living in spirit? Are you living in spirit? Are you going to work in spirit? Are you in spirit throughout your entire day? In your leisure time, are you in spirit? If you're walking down the beach, are you in spirit? If you're hiking in the mountain, are you in spirit? What does that mean? And I'm not talking about religion here. And I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit here. You know, if you go to dictionary.com, there's 31 definitions of spirit. Yeah, 31. Well, really, 31's an idiom out of spirits. But take a look at that. What I'm talking about is that spirit. That spirit, that animation of you. Let's see here. What's one a good definition here? You know, it's really I want to say attitude, but it's more than our attitude. You remember maybe in high school or grade school or college, did you ever have spirit day or pep rallies where you all got into the team spirit? Maybe there was a big football game or basketball game coming up, and the school allowed the students to gather for a pep rally, and you'd cheer on the team and the coaches, and maybe it was a winning season, and everybody was getting in the spirit of supporting that team. You know, an elevated energy, a given an attitude, a disposition, a character. You know, and this dominant tendency to be all in with attitude. See, we have to live from spirit no matter what we're doing, because sometimes our physical bodies just can drag us down. If we're living from our physicality, if we're living from intellect, if we're living from the logical mind alone, I guarantee you we're living a lukewarm life. And so many people, I would venture to say it's in the high 90% of the people are doing this. They're what we call conscious, unconscious competence, really. But so many people living that way from intellect, from logic, even, may I dare say, out of spirit, because perhaps they don't even really know they're out of spirit, they may think that, well, all is well. But really what's going on here is they are settling. They're settling for the comfort zone. They're settling for the lukewarm life and looking around at their conditions, their circumstances, their environment, the people they talk to day in and day and out, and just saying, yeah, I'm good with everything how it is. And sometimes I just shake my head and said, really? Really? You know, in my ministry, I did a talk about, well, yeah, I approached a subject that's that in a New Thought Church is not very often approached, and that's the topic of sin. Because we look at sin differently in New Thought. In New Thought, sin is missing the mark. It goes back to an old archery term. You're not hitting the bullseye, you're off to the right, you're off to the left, you're off sin, off center, you're missing the mark. And that's what I talk about, but the one, you know, we talked about the one biggest sin, the almost unforgivable, really unforgivable sin is not being aligned with your purpose and your passion. Your purpose and your passion is to not get up every day and be stuck in a routine, to be a creature of habit that does the same thing day in and day out, and hang, not be in the spirit of things, just be in your physical body, existing in your physical body, existing in your intellect, and existing in your logical mind. You have to grow beyond that. If you're still breathing, there's more for you to be, do, or have. Just being comfortable is not a goal. We want to be comfortable, but we also want to make ourselves uncomfortable so we know what is next for us to be, do, and have in this life. Stop fooling yourself. If you're not living in spirit, in the spirit of life and living, in the spirit of enthusiasm, in the spirit of activity that leads you to more and your greater good, in the spirit of discovering what you are to be, do, and have here while you are living, you must do this. You must examine yourself and take a look at your life and ask the questions, am I just comfortable? Have I established a habit that I'm unwilling to break? Because it's easy. Because it's comfortable, and I don't want to step outside my comfort zone. I don't want to be any more than I am right now. I don't want to do any more than I am right now. I don't want to have any more than I have right now. And I'm talking physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Do this for every single area of your life. Are you in the spirit of life and living physically? Are you in the spirit of life and living mentally? Are you in the spirit of life and living emotionally? Are you in the spirit of life and living spiritually? And I encourage you to examine these things, not from your intellect, not from your logical mind. Move higher. Move out of that place. You have to do the illogical. Logic and intellect are going to get you nowhere. You know, you probably don't hear that often. You think, oh, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It makes all the sense in the world. In fact, the more you study it, the more you'll come to know that it's an absolute truth. So examine yourself. Examine your day. It's good to do this, you know, every once in a while anyway, if not daily. But take a look at your life. My being, doing, and having, all that spirit, there's another definition, all that spirit with an uppercase S is calling me to be, do, and have. Spirit's not calling you to live a lukewarm life where you're just comfortable every day, comfortable in your habits that you've established and settled into. And the key word there is settling. You're settling. You know, things can change in the blink of an eye, and they do. Everything changes. Everything changes. Our bodies change. Everything changes, our environment changes. Things can go away, reappear. One universe collapses and another one expands and comes into form. All by thoughts, all by choice, all by decisions. So don't get trapped in that being of an unconscious, competent, getting by, being comfortable, living a lukewarm life. Doesn't cut it. That's not what you're here for. I'd venture to say that that's a sin in my new thought book. Yeah. So take a look at that. Take a look at that. It's good to do this examination of ourselves and our lives, as I said. So do that. That's my call. Are you in spirit? Are you in the spirit of life and living? Go and look up those definitions. You got to go to work here a little bit. Don't get comfortable just listening. This is a series, a show, calling you to participate in your own life, calling you to think into results, to change the results that are getting every day. Why do you want Groundhog Day, day in and day out? The same thing, day in and day out. Well, because I'm comfortable. That's not living. That's not quality of life. So many people have convinced themselves it is. So many people have convinced themselves, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Wish you could see it from my vantage point. Wish you could see the light that you have veiled, that you're being called to shine even brighter. Think about that. And I'll leave it at that for today. Go look up the definition of spirit. Do some reflection and examine your life, your living, your habits, your conditions, your circumstances, your situation, and ask yourself, why? Why am I happy with the way things are? Maybe you're unhappy. Maybe you just think, well, this is just the way it is. Other people can have different lives, but not me. I don't know. I'd love to talk to you about it. I'd love to have a conversation about it with you. But I know if you're listening to this, that means you're breathing. And if you fall into that category, there's a light in you waiting to shine. It'd be a sin if you didn't let it shine. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina. I'm so grateful for you listening. Have an infinitely spectacular day.